Good morning. While we're waiting for my presentation to load, I'd like to say I'm very excited to be here and very pleased to be here to represent Kansas. On the flight over, I kind of got distracted by some things, and all of a sudden I looked out the window and looked down and saw brown and mountains, and I'm like, I kind of had a Dorothy and Toto moment there, and I'm like, oh, I am not in Kansas anymore. I am a native Kansas and very proud to be a Kansan, and while I'm really enjoying California, it's a beautiful place, there's no place like home, and I'm looking forward to going back to Kansas. One of the first presentations that I have to say is that I have no relationships to disclose. I'm here today to talk to you about Get Ready Now for Health Forums. This was a project that was funded by the American Public Health Association and the Kellogg Foundation, and it was awarded to the Kansas Public Health Association. The first few slides that I have here to talk about today is was given to me by Alan Baker from APHA, and this kind of gives us a background and history of the grant process, and I was not involved in part of this, so I'm going to try to present these slides to you. Kellogg Foundation combined two separate grants, a grant to APHA for an affiliate infrastructure and flu preparedness, and also a grant to Michigan State University and the University of Minnesota for the impact of globalization on food and disease. There was a great deal of coordination that was required between these two grants, and the University of South Carolina was added to develop a project with 1890 institutions to develop community and minority messaging. As with all grants, evaluation is a large piece of funding, and so the evaluation was essential as well as group facilitation. The grant recipients that participated in the Michigan State University Decade Map, and then APHA asked the University of South Carolina to review the grant proposals, and APHA and Michigan State participated in the South Carolina kickoff event, and the University of South Carolina then used a version of the APHA grant template. And APHA and the University of South Carolina attended the Salzburg Conference, which Trent alluded to earlier. The APHA passed on knowledge learned especially as it applies to flu and infectious diseases to grantee and members. And this is where Kansas Public Health Association began to be involved. APHA awarded 32 affiliates Kellogg funds on the average of $77,000. And Kansas was very privileged and honored to be one of the recipients of this funding. In addition to the 32 affiliates, an additional 16 affiliates received mini grants of $5,000 to $10,000. And one of the requirements of the grants, it was that Get Ready materials be utilized. So we were very excited to learn that we had been funded for this project, and so we had a meeting, and one of the questions that we had to answer was how KPHA can maximize the funding from APHA and Kellogg. We all know what it is that to make that dollar stretch, and sometimes to make that dollar stretch until it squeaks. So we were discussing how we could do that, and our second challenge was how we could utilize the Get Ready campaign in our project, as that was a requirement. So we began the hunt and the peck for answers. And the answer was provided to us by our executive director, Elaine Schwartz, who is a former legislator, and she came up with the idea of having legislative health forums. This is where legislators would discuss health reform and pandemic flu, and the Kansas Department of Health and Environment would have a formal slideshow presentation on pandemic flu and utilizing the APHA Get Ready materials. So let's look a little bit, for those of you may not be familiar, where Kansas is. Kansas is right in the middle of the United States. The little salmon-colored state there that looks like a rectangle that has a KS in the middle of it. We are divided into 105 counties. Our counties range from frontier to urban counties. We have approximately 100 health departments. And we are divided into 40 senatorial districts. So our first thing that we did was we formed a committee, and we asked our committee members to contact local health department administrators to see if they would be willing to be a host agency for one of our legislative health forums. We began our weekly conference calls, and we identified ways that the Kansas Public Health Association could be a resource to participating counties. As I'm sure with most local health departments across the state, there's an overburden of work for local health departments, and we wanted to make this as easy as possible. So some of the ways that we identified that we could do that was that we developed the agenda. We made the initial contact with all the legislators, and we formed a template for the Master of Ceremonies, and we provided a little stipend for refreshments following and before and after the legislative health care forums. We then identified who our collaborative partners would be. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment was a huge asset to us, as they provided delegates to go to each one of our health forums, and they were on hand to answer any questions at the state level about pandemic flu. The Kansas Public Health Association is divided up into 10 sections, and so we used three of our section chairs on this committee. We used the county health departments as local hosts for the legislative forums. We were also privileged to have an AmeriCorps volunteer grant at this time, and the AmeriCorps volunteers were charged with the task of providing an education to 10 of our sections. So we utilized three sections the legislative forum as three educational events, and that was the sections of preparedness, health administration, and infectious disease. We required close coordination with our legislators, and we had some nursing students that were looking for community projects that tied into our legislative health care forums as well. We had one county that was a little concerned about some political fallout if they participated in legislative health forums, so we had universities that stepped forward and said they would be glad to host the event for us. So the outcome was that we had 15 health forums and one open house that was held in 16 of our senatorial districts, and they were held and they discussed health reform and pandemic flu. We held these forums in April, and we held them in conjunction with National Public Health Week. And as with all projects, we looked to see what the barriers were, and what we found that the public interest was lower than we would have liked for it to have been. However, the media interest was high. And time is your most valuable resource. And time in two different instances was a little bit of a barrier for us. When we began the project, it was in February, and we had to have it completed by National Public Health Week. So we worked very fast and very furiously to get this accomplished. Second of all, the local health departments, again, are still, you know, way overburdened. And for them to have time to do this project was also a little bit of a challenge. We would have had 17 health forums. However, we had one county that could not coincide with the calendar of the legislator, so lack of legislative involvement was just a slight barrier. We found that we had many strengths to this program. It provided one-on-one time with legislators. Legislators was able to put a face to public health, and the public health departments were able to convey their concerns to the legislators. The state health department, again, was a huge asset to us, as they sent delegates all across the state of Kansas to make the pandemic flu presentations. And kind of a hidden strength that we found there, that while the state health department was there at our health forums, that they also were able to interact with the legislators and certainly build a little relationship building there as well. Legislators were very attentive to the concerns of our audience, and we found that this was a great grassroots advocacy level, building at the foundation, strengthening at the level, local level, the advocacy. While we were doing this, we were able to publicize the Get Ready campaign that was provided by APHA. It gave us a time to put public health on the radar screens of the legislator, give us time to talk to them, and they had that face to go back and kind of a resource for our legislators. And again, not only did we put the public health on the radar screen of legislators, we also communicated public health with our community. We had some front page media coverage and some television coverage during these events. As always, you have lessons that you learn in any project that you do, and certainly one of the things that we will be doing this next year is starting our planning earlier. We will be having more advertising, hopefully to bring it more to the awareness of the public. And while we had some good coverage from the media, we thought we can always improve on that by using a media representative as a moderator. Our improvement plan would consist of perhaps having a radio forum as an alternative to a public forum. We felt like that with this economy and a lot of families having two jobs to make ends meet, that they're tired and they don't have time to come, and as well as other family activities. So we thought perhaps a radio forum, taking it to them while they would have the radio on the car or while they were at work or even at home. So a radio forum is a possibility for us. We felt like that we might try holding these forums in the fall, planning the needs of public health to our legislators early in the legislative session. And we definitely think these were successful enough that we will be trying to do these annually. We'd like to identify and invite the state, local, and regional champions of public health to our legislative sessions to strengthen our legislative forums. An electronic format might be a way that we could expand our legislative health forums in a format of like a podcast or a blog site. And we felt like this year, if we could include Legislative Health Committee on our Planning Committee, that would strengthen our relationships with and our legislative involvement with our forums. I have just a few pictures to share with you. This is Teresa Starr, a local County Health Department Administrator in Neosho County, presenting at one of the legislative forums. And this is three representatives. From left to right is Representative McGinney, Palmer, and Grant, presenting at a forum. This is our former state epidemiologist that came to Crawford County Legislative Forum to present on pandemic flu. And this is Johnson County near Kansas City that they combined their National Public Health Week, the Legislative Healthcare Forums, and 100-year birthday. And here you'll see one of the legislators cutting cake with the Health Department Director, Leon Vinci. Okay, you know, we've been faced for some time with the Birdzilla, or the monster of pandemic flu that seems to be trying to tear down our community. So we've been working very diligently at trying to get this monster down to size at the local level. And one of the tools that we've been using to do that is the Get Ready Now materials. The Get Ready Now materials were utilized at a school health fair, and this was a school health fair for employees, and the teachers could come and look at the display, and not only could they look at ways that they could take steps to protect themselves, but they also could get some resources to take to the utilize in their classroom. For 4 or 5 years, we've had the Get Ready Now materials at the Health Day at the Capitol, and this one was in particular with Set Your Clocks and Check Your Socks, which is coming up this weekend, by the way. Just encouraging people to rotate their stockpiles, check the expiration dates, refresh their water supply, check those batteries, make sure they're still in working order. And the most recent method of sharing our Get Ready materials was at an Emergency Services Weekend Fair. And here we had the Get Ready campaign materials displayed and samples of things that people should start looking at to put into their stockpile, making sure they were prescription ahead, stockpiling on the over-counter medications that they might use for not only for adults but for children. Also, thinking about your pets and getting that taken care of. As well as emergency radio. Kansas is no stranger to preparedness. Last year, all 105 counties in Kansas was declared a federal disaster, whether it was from flooding, ice storms, or tornadoes. So whatever we're preparing for, whether it's PAMFLU then also can be related to the other preparedness activities that certainly do happen in our area. There are a lot of other flu and preparedness activities going on. There was a 2006 NPHW on preparedness. There's influenza resources web pages. There's a comprehensive flu policy adopted in 2006, and then we are due for a pandemic flu white paper that's due out in November 2008, just a couple of weeks away. APHA has several Get Ready activities. They have a Get Ready website. They have the Get Ready blog, Get Ready Fact Sheets, and the Get Ready Kids Fun Site. Other Get Ready activities include the Get Ready Day, the third Tuesday in September, the Get Ready newsletter, the Get Ready News Twitter, and the Get Ready podcasts. We would like to express a big appreciation to Kellogg and APHA for funding this project. This has enabled us to take giant steps toward advocacy and infrastructure building, and so we are very appreciative of the funding that we received to do this project. I'd like to end my presentation today the way I ended in Kansas when I'm presenting on pandemic flu, and to give you this fair warning that please, no matter what, never ever get on an airplane that looks like this. Okay, here's my contact information, and I would like to tell you that KPHA will be putting a toolbox on their website. If you'd like to develop legislative health forums in your area, we should have a little toolbox coming soon on our website. And I have my email address as well as our director's address if you feel free to contact us anytime.